Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Many years ago, when I was working on my first master's degree at Princeton, I had an experience that really helped change my life and put me on a new path, a new direction for how to live my life. Towards the end of my degree, I had made many accomplishments while I was at Princeton. I was graduating with honors. I had won some awards for some research work that I had done. I had been accepted to one of the top PhD clinical psychology programs in the United States, and all seemed to be going well. On a beautiful spring day, during my last days there, I decided to go to a park and just hang out for a few hours. I had not done this at all the entire time I was there. I was very busy achieving things, being involved, being active, but I hadn't really slowed down and just experienced the beauty of Princeton, New Jersey. If you ever get a chance, it truly is a beautiful city with lovely parks and open fields all around. The day was pristine, and I decided to lay on my back on the grass and just look up at the sky and the trees all around me. And something happened. I realized I'd been there now for 3 years, and I'd never done this. Yet this activity of just lying on my back and looking up at the sky was the most beautiful experience I had had during my entire stay at Princeton. I had missed out on just being present, and enjoying nature, enjoying the surroundings around me. I was so busy achieving that I never just stopped and enjoyed all the wonders that were there. It was a very sad experience for me, but one that really pushed me forward and helped me to start changing the way I led my life. Of course, it wasn't an overnight change, but I really did begin to slow down and enjoy the journey, not just achieving, but enjoying the process of moving forward, exploring, growing, and just being, just enjoying nature, life as it happens, right here, right now. When I came out to California, I discovered all the beautiful hiking trails they had all around me, and I found many people in my doctoral program that would go with me on different days, and I really was committed towards taking time to enjoy life and stop just achieving all the time. The funny thing was, in my doctoral program when I began, I probably had about 10 different people that would go on hikes with me at different times. Because it was so beautiful hiking around Southern California in the hills and the mountains. But at the end of the program, I couldn't find one person in my doctoral program that had time to go hiking anymore. I obviously did find other people to go with me, many people, but they weren't in my doctoral program anymore. They were other people who had learned to enjoy life and enjoy the journey of life. One of the key factors of happiness is that we really do need to enjoy the journey, no matter what's happening in our lives. If we're on that achievement path, if we're trying to make money, earn degrees, fame, it doesn't matter what it is, we still need to enjoy life along the way. It isn't that it's wrong to achieve, but it's wrong to miss out on life as we achieve. Delayed gratification leads to a very empty, very sad life. There's nothing wrong with achieving, but let's enjoy the journey along the way. Enjoy life, get out, be with friends, be in nature, enjoy the journey, enjoy life, and achieve. We really can do both, but we have a tendency to make our achievements, our goals, supersede living and loving life right here, right now. So often we say, someday I'll slow down, someday I'll enjoy life, but right now I need to achieve. I need to make it so I have time to slow down. When I reach my goals, then I'll slow down, then I'll enjoy life. But why not achieve, slow down a bit, and enjoy the journey? We can do both. We may reach our goals a little bit later, but instead of just reaching our goals, not knowing in what shape we'll be when we'll get there, if we enjoy the journey along the way, if it doesn't turn out the way we expected, we're not going to care that much because we will have enjoyed ourselves all along the way. It's a win-win. We get to work towards our goals and enjoy the journey. The key is we do have to slow down a bit. We have to let go of some of our goals, or say we may reach some, but we'll reach some instead of in 2 months, in 6 months. It's the old tortoise and hare story. The tortoise does get to the end of the race. It just takes him or her a little bit longer. We can achieve anything as long as we enjoy the journey, slow down, and take our time, and keep working towards our goals. Both and, enjoy the journey and work towards our goals. And ultimately, what can really help us along the way is to be passionate, to be loving our goals, because we just like doing them and enjoying the journey along the way. That truly is the ultimate win-win scenario, because even if nothing happens with the goals, we will have enjoyed the journey because we will have stopped and enjoyed life along the way, and we would have loved doing what we were doing all along the way. And if it doesn't work out, well, then we just move to the next thing, the next adventure life gives us. If you'd like to explore the world of happiness in more in depth, you can go to the website happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. There are many things there that you can do to continue your exploration into the world of happiness. And if you'd like to send me an email, you can send it to drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.